Now turn to part four, questions 20 to 25. Look at the six sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a woman, Liz, and a man, Michael, about a holiday. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part four.
Hi, Liz. Where have you been?
At the travel agent's.
Oh, yes? Are you going anywhere nice?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking of going on holiday on my own next summer, but I'm a bit nervous. I might be lonely.
But lots of people travel on their own these days, and they all feel like you. So it won't be hard to make friends. My cousin's just got back from a trip to South America. He met lots of people and had a great time. Are you worried about anything else?
I suppose I'm worried about going somewhere where I don't speak the language. What if I have a problem and I can't tell anyone about it? What would I do then?
Well, you could go somewhere where they speak English, such as Australia, New Zealand, or America. But why don't you practice one of your languages? You're pretty good at French and Spanish, aren't you?
Yes, and I speak some German too.
Well, you could go to lots of places then. Have you thought about getting a job while you're there? You could teach English, maybe, or work on a children's camp. Then you wouldn't have to worry about accommodation.
I did think about doing that, but I've been studying really hard lately, and I just want to have a holiday.
I know what you mean. It would be great to just relax on the beach after the exams, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'd like to try some new sports, actually, like climbing or paragliding or something. So I'd prefer to go somewhere where I can do that.
Well, a lot of people go on holidays like that by themselves, so that's probably a good idea. Why don't you have a look on the internet for some ideas?
Good idea. Thanks for your advice, Michael.
No problem.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Liz. Where have you been?
At the travel agent's.
Oh, yes? Are you going anywhere nice?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking of going on holiday on my own next summer, but I'm a bit nervous. I might be lonely.
But lots of people travel on their own these days, and they all feel like you. So it won't be hard to make friends. My cousin's just got back from a trip to South America. He met lots of people and had a great time. Are you worried about anything else?
I suppose I'm worried about going somewhere where I don't speak the language. What if I have a problem and I can't tell anyone about it? What would I do then?
Well, you could go somewhere where they speak English, such as Australia, New Zealand, or America. But why don't you practice one of your languages? You're pretty good at French and Spanish, aren't you?
Yes, and I speak some German too.
Well, you could go to lots of places then. Have you thought about getting a job while you're there? You could teach English, maybe, or work on a children's camp. Then you wouldn't have to worry about accommodation.
I did think about doing that, but I've been studying really hard lately, and I just want to have a holiday.
I know what you mean. It would be great to just relax on the beach after the exams, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'd like to try some new sports, actually, like climbing or paragliding or something. So I'd prefer to go somewhere where I can do that.
Well, A lot of people go on holidays like that by themselves, so that's probably a good idea. Why don't you have a look on the internet for some ideas?
Good idea. Thanks for your advice, Michael.
No problem.
That is the end of part 4.